Oh, Lorenzo. What are we going to do with you, bro? What are we going to do with you?
Are you recording right now?
Mm-hmm.
We got to kick Lorenzo the f*** out of Anu Manu Pina.
Anu Pina.
Like, what's up with y'all? Why y'all do that? You got my man is dying his hair. Like, he's having, like, a midlife crisis right now. Like, he don't even know where he's supposed to be at.
He's changed. He doesn't even want to be on the podcast anymore.
Crazy, bro. He's not even dedicated to us no more.
Mm-mm. He's changed.
I'm flabbergasted.
Lorenzo, man.
F*** you, man.
If you don't come next week.
That's it.
That's it.
We're replacing you.
I don't know with who.
Yeah, me neither. But it sounded good.
Yeah, it did.
It sounded really good.
That's okay. It. You know, it's fine. I'm just going to curse a bunch and I'm going to make you work extra hard because Lorenzo is going to be the one to edit this.
Haha,
bitch. Mm-hmm. You better get every single one or you're fired. It's all good. But how's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and we're back. We did take a little hiatus again, mainly because it was a hectic week for a lot of people. You know, events, recitals, practices. It was crazy. It was crazy. But we're back, and I am Danko, and I am joined with...
Ceviche.
Yay.
Señor Siete.
It's just us.
A.K.A. Louis. A.K.A. the Big Lou 5'9", but when I rhyme, I'm 6'2", you me or I'm you, huh? Pick one. Oh, I
remember. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Censor me, or you? Sure, I'm you.
We're not joined with Lorenzo, as you probably have noticed, because he is busy with something.
He dumped us.
He dumped us. Yeah, he legit left.
That's crazy.
He was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's wild, bro.
He's got better horizons. He just left.
Bro, and it happened as soon as his hair turned blonde, bro. He just started acting diffy, man. That's crazy.
You got to change your hair back.
Like, what happened to my boy, man? Like, we was boys, man. And then, like, that's crazy.
It's bro. Okay. You know, it happens. People leave. Speaking of people who left, I want to shout out alumni Chelsea, who used to be a host on the podcast. She's gone, dude. She moved. She went out to, I think it was like Iowa or Chicago.
Yeah.
She's out in Chicago now. So good for her. Congratulations.
She like officially moved to Chicago?
Yeah, I've been following her story. She's there.
I've seen it, but like she be in Chicago a lot.
Right.
Like I didn't know if she officially moved or if she was just like working.
Oh, she's out ski. She's
Dang.
Gone.
So that was Chelsea, man.
Yeah, congratulations. I hope everything goes well for you. If you ever want to be on the podcast, just hit us up on Discord. You know?
Yes, sir.
You can do that as well. What you been doing over the last 2 weeks? What's been happening?
Just working and working on music. You know, we got me and Macadamian pushing the album back. You know, we want to fine tune it, make it an experience instead of just like a thrown together project.
Right.
So we want to shoot videos for it and like the whole thing, you know, we want to package it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then my solo EP that was supposed to come out, what, like last month or something?
Yep.
I'm lazy. like it's pretty much done. Like, I don't know if I should add any more songs to it or anything, but yeah, it's just like I have a cover for it. I have to just come up with like the track listing, the names and like mixing and mastering it, and
yeah,
that's it. But like, I've had the songs done for a cool minute now.
That's pretty good, though. It's pretty enjoyable for what I've heard.
Thank you, Ravna.
Yeah, of course, sir.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, so you've been just working, just making those moves.
Yes, sir. So what about you, sir?
Dude, being lazy. Lazy.
I respect it.
As you noticed, I told you I was going to out at that episode. I never did. I just kind of been staring at it. I've been like, oh yeah, this is our monthly mixtape.
It'd be like that. Like for the first time in like, I don't know how long, like I just took a day off.
Yep.
The other day. Like I was just burnt. Like I just could not move.
Oh yeah.
For the life of me. I was like, bro, Like, I should go to work right now, but I'm not going to because I don't, like, it just sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
So I just chose not to.
No, yeah. I there's sometimes where I wake up and be like, not today.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm going back to bed. So
crazy.
Yeah. But
what about you, Laurent? Oh.
Oh, buddy. You've been busy, huh?
Yeah. No, look at him. Look at him. Just busy. Just
no random,
tired.
No random fact this time, huh?
Look. 10 word minimum, he has none this episode. Crazy. That's how burnt out he is. Stink bot.
10 word minimum, you're gonna have 5 words. 5 words max next episode. I swear to God. Supposed to do a bopper flop. You flopped.
Oh my God, bro.
That's okay. Cause music never sleeps though. Music never sleeps.
Talk to him.
Oh my God, dude. So many good things, some doozies. I'm not not a doozy.
Look at
but
you.
Some bad things that I won't go get too into. But first, JID's new album came out. It's pretty good. It's really good. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got DJ Khaled dropping an album as well. Muse dropped an album for those who follow Muse pretty heavily.
Really?
Everyone likes some Muse. Yeah. They're still dropping music.
No, there was a lot of music that dropped.
Yeah, then like, this is just music I'm mentioning from this week. So, when did it drop last week, man?
Rock Marciano and the Alchemist dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Makami dropped Dinner Menu 4 or something like that.
I know Megan Thee Stallion dropped something.
Dollar Menu 4, Bishop Nauru dropped Nauruvian Tuesdays Volume 2.
Okay.
Mayhem Loren and Action Bronson had a single drop. Shout out HR, Hidden Renaissance. They just dropped the debut album, Neapolis.
Yeah.
Go spin that.
Nice, yeah. Always support the local. I know that I've hailed Panic at the Disco in the past. He dropped something last week.
Uh-oh.
No. We're putting it in the vault. Panic at the Disco is dead. That's just how I feel. That's a bad album. Like, imagine like the one dude doing all of ABBA, and that's what it sounds like.
That's so weird, bro. Like, just put it to bed and just like rebrand, like on some Owl City stuff.
He should have rebranded like 2 albums ago.
I didn't even know that he was still like doing anything.
Yeah, the Pray for the Wicked was okay. Death of the Bachelor was okay. But this one, man, Viva Las Vengeance, I mean, I don't know where. I mean, he's got some controversy tied to him anyway, so it's best to just get him out of there, honestly. But, yeah, I hear people loving Megan Thee Stallion for all those people who love the, you know, that bad girl persona. Nicki Minaj dropped a new single. Man, there was a lot of music. Bella Poarch dropped something for the TikTok people, which, you know, is TikTok stuff.
Shout out Kaylee Morg. She's like a synth pop artist. She's really dope. Yeah. I've been following her for a while. She's from like Arizona or something. Mm-hmm. Super tight. Like on some like some cutesy Lights stuff, but a little more edgy.
A little more edgy than Lights?
Yeah.
Dang. New Lights.
Let me see. Nick Caution dropped the album or an EP called Little Nicky.
Okay.
I haven't listened to it. Like, a lot of this stuff I haven't listened to yet.
Yeah.
Machine Head dropped an album of Kingdom and Crown. I haven't listened to it, but, like, that band is pretty fire. Yeah, bro, there's just so much that happened.
Yeah.
And this is, mind you, this everything I said is from this week, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You even got, like, oldies, like, Carly Rae Jepsen dropped something, too, which is funny, because, you know, people don't really mess with her music that much. But a lot has happened, for sure, because I have a question for you about how you feel about a certain type of music. Do you remember, well, let's start in Japan. Japan has a really popular stuff, you probably heard of it, pop idols. Like idols that are created, AI idols, like Hatsune Miku and Vocaloids. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. So Japan, this started like 10 years ago, long time ago. Japan started fabricating artists, singers, pop artists that are They're called Vocaloids. They're just robots. They're AIs that create music. And they perform it to people in Japan.
What the?
Like, this is a thing. It's been a thing. Yeah. There you go, Lorenzo. You better be paying attention. Hatsune Miku is the most popular Vocaloid. You've probably seen her. She is she has anime and, you know, she is the Vocaloid idol. And let me see. I got a picture right here. She's everywhere.
Oh, I love her, bro. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie.
So, AI generated pop idols, right?
I did not know that, like, she was, like...
Fake?
No, I didn't know that she was that.
Oh,
I
just Vocaloid? She was
I've only seen her in a video game.
Right. Yeah, because she has a bunch of video games, too.
Yeah.
We kind of dabble with this in the United States. Like, of course, we have the Gorillaz. Who are pretty
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, a fictional a fictional band. The Gorillaz are a fictional band. Of course, it's tied to people in the back. Legends.
Metalocalypse or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Oh, dude. If you've never seen Metalocalypse, the show.
Crazy. Fire.
See, it's so good. We play around with it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did want to talk about something that happened. Capitol Records signing.
I'm about to throw up.
An AI rapper called FN Mecca. And a couple days later, cutting that contract with FN Mecca. Who, for those who don't know, and it's understandable that some of you don't, because it was like a really quick story, but FN Mecca is an AI rapper.
So stupid.
Right. You've seen this dude.
Yes. And it pissed me off, like, immediately. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, for what?
So, the man behind FN Mecca is a white man.
Oh, so it is racist. Okay.
It is racist.
I figured, like, that's initially, like, my gut feeling was, like, this is racially motivated.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form.
I can't find any of his music on Spotify.
He just has that song with your favorite.
Ooh.
Gunna.
Oh, my favorite. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, but
damn.
I listened to the song and I didn't see him anywhere. Like, there's a video for it and everything.
Looks like he just dropped a diss song, actually. Let's listen to what this dude sounds like real quick. Wow. So he's trap. So right off the gate,
this is fucking racist.
Yeah. Like, if you didn't know that there was a white man behind FN Mecca, right? This AI rapper, this computer generated, like, someone is saying the lyrics, right? So, like, we know that there has to be someone behind this, because that doesn't sound like an AI. That sounds like some dude. And right off the bat, you know, you've got your classic hip hop lines. You got the Bowflex line. You gotta got the Bowflex line. I feel like I've heard that in a couple rap songs. It's trap. It's a trap song. So it makes sense that Gunna would collaborate with this dude. So the funny thing is that if it's racially motivated, right, or whatever, like, it's racist.
Yeah.
Gunna has to meet this guy, right? He knows who he is.
Yeah.
Right?
But, like, it's Gunna, though.
Oh, you're right, but...
Gunna collabs with anybody.
True.
Like, true. Literally anybody.
And we've seen that in the past. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, it's a collaboration.
And it's, like, one of those things, like, Gunna's locked up.
Is he really? When?
The RICO thing. Or did he get out?
I didn't even know that happened.
He was part of the RICO thing with Young Thug.
Oh, yeah. That happened, like, months ago, right?
Yeah, but, like, people are still, like...
You're right. People are still talking about it. Rapper Young Thug hit with additional felony charges in
Thug
RICO indictment.
Thug is gone.
Yeah, he's gone, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Rapper's own lyrics are putting them in jail.
Nah, but, like, what they hit Thug with, crazy. But, yeah, this is, like, a thing, like, okay, I'm still making money while I'm locked up.
Right.
Like, bread, especially because a lot of people, like, this is, like, nobody knew what he sounded like, so they wanted to hear him. And sure enough, Gunna's popular as hell. So he's going to get clicks automatically. FN Mecca, nobody knows who the hell he is. They just heard about an AI rapper. They see his name attached to Gunna. I want to see what the f*** he sounds like.
He just popped up, too.
Bro, like, ran, like, I went to sleep, woke up, and this headline. Like,
that's
what is that?
Everyone was talking about, yeah. Oh, my God.
Then he went to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've seen, I mean, rappers make money even in jail. I mean, the game.
No, FN Mecca went to jail.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. It's a whole stupid story. Like, there's a...
Wait, the creator of FN Mecca? Or just FN Mecca?
FN Mecca.
Oh, they made, like...
Yes.
Oh, no.
Bro, like, this is so... Like, this is racist, bro. I think I like this whole story. Bro, it's been... Span of like three days.
I've got it here. So, Capitol Records has dropped AI rapper FN Mecca less than 2 weeks after it signed the computer-generated rap artist. All right, he has 10 million followers on TikTok, and people are calling it digital blackface, which is honestly that is fair.
That's perfect.
It's a white dude behind this guy. Okay.
That's crazy.
They've severed ties with him. Where's the jail stuff? Because I saw it. Let me see. I find it. Here it is. After Capitol announced signing of FN Mecca on August 12th, some music fan accused the robot's creator of stealing from black culture, which is also true, in my opinion, while also making a mockery of the system that oppresses black people. All right? One photo resurfaced a photo of the character in 2019, which showed him being assaulted by a virtual police officer in jail. Because he refused to snitch. This is fiction, by the way. This is in the digital space.
This is so stupid. Like, somebody really took the time to do all this.
Right.
For this, fucking what? Like, you're a grown, bored person? Like, you're this bored?
Like, I saw this happening, like, 5 years ago when Hatsune Miku was getting popular. I was like, this is going to be a thing. And we've seen it. Like, K-pop is taking over the United States. We saw it coming. We saw it coming with Big Bang and all of those, like, BTS. We saw it.
See, okay. I think it's different with Japan.
Right.
Because, like, this is their realm. Like, mm-hmm. We got video games. Like, this is what they do. Like,
they're
this makes sense for Japan to do.
They're entertainment creators. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Like having like fictional characters be brought to life by fans. And right. Then like the demand is so high. They're like, you know what? Let's try this. Makes sense. Nobody in America asked for this shit.
Right.
Like this literally just happened overnight.
But I think if it was done well, in this case, it was not done well at all. If it's done well, you see this a lot. I mean, Gorillaz already did it. Like, Gorillaz did it, but you don't see them, like...
They're legendary, though.
Exactly. So why go that route? Why
this stink.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole rollout is just stinky as hell.
Oh, man. I don't like how he looks, for one. And it's just, like, I'm trying to, like, separate the creator. I can't. Because now that I know who he is, I'm just like, okay, he made this person a certain way. He made him rap a certain way. And he is blatantly, obviously, using explicatives, you know? Like, he's using these words. Like, he knew full well. Like, what? Oh, we're going to separate the art on this one? No. We don't do that. That's crazy. I'm going to listen a little more.
This is cringy.
I know.
Is this the...
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know why I don't understand? Like, another reason I don't understand? It's because there's so many rappers that do this, that rap like this, that have songs exactly like this.
Right. The appeal is that it's digital. It's a fake person.
It's so dumb.
There's that Serafina. Have you heard of her? She is a character from League of Legends. But she has a social media account, and it's like real life, but she's like a digital character. people follow that. It's weird. The face of Adidas or Nike right now is a digital character. I need to look it
what
up.
What the f*** is happening, man?
I don't know.
What in the iRobot is happening, dude?
It's like people, like, I don't know why people find the appeal of fake people in real life. Like, the AI like, movement.
You remember when they had, like, those little yeah, Lorenzo, you got your work cut out for you. The little dogs that like walked around, the little robot, like the fake toy.
Oh,
dogs.
Oh man, what are those called? They had little flappy ears.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one as a kid.
That was cool.
One. Yeah.
Now this is getting out of hand. This kind of scaring me now.
And we're not even getting like cool stuff like that.
We ain't got no flying cars.
We don't have that. Back to the Future lied to us.
The Jetsons, like, mm-hmm. Why are we not there yet? It's 2022.
Right. Jetsons took place 2020.
That year just sounds futuristic. Like, 2022. Like, what is that?
Nope, nothing. Like,
stinky, man.
Pokemon hasn't given us any real Pokemon yet, robot or fake. Like, but we got these AI people walking around being the face of Adidas, being rappers.
This is so weird, bro.
Yeah. I think it's just that we want to be so hard. Because this is a white dude. He looks like a nerd.
I've never seen him.
Let me show you his face. Right here. Rapper, FN, Mecca, creator? Creator. So the guy's name is Anthony Martini. I don't know if that's his stage name or if that's his real name. Where is he? Why can't I find him now? Oh, here he is. Here he is.
I'm nervous.
Yep. This is exactly who I would...
I'm nervous as hell right now. When you turn this computer screen around, like I...
Oh, are you ready for this?
No way.
Yeah. That's your boy. Yeah?
No way, bro.
That is Anthony Martini. Yeah.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, as soon as the news came out and that we found his identity, he was dropped from Capitol Records. Do we see this coming back? Do we see this happening again?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
I mean, just look at, like, it's funny because sometimes a lot of people let it slide. Like, I don't want to bring him up, but I have to. Tekashi 6ix9ine, man. That dude's Mexican. He's Hispanic.
But I think, what do you...
But he's throwing out everything, dude.
See, I feel like they gave him a pass is because he's from New York. And he's Mexican and Puerto Rican. And, like, they let Puerto Ricans let the fly.
I know.
New York. I know.
No, I get it.
It's just, like, I feel like that's the, like, on the East Coast, Hispanics, like, they're just looked at.
Honestly, I think it's like that everywhere.
Afro-Latinos.
I think Hispanics... too much get a pass, but yeah, but that's just another example of that. But like the Gorillaz never did this, and they have a
see, you know what's crazy?
Yeah,
the Gorillaz had this whole like this exact Murdoch went to jail, he broke the out,
right?
It's but, a fire story though.
Yeah, there's a
Murdoch,
story, dude.
Murdoch don't give a like the whole Gorillaz story is dope. Yeah, Metalocalypse dope. Mm-hmm. This weird.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I don't know, like, I can't even think of, like, what this means for people like the Gorillaz. I don't think the Gorillaz, they have a rapper in their midst.
I won't lie, I feel like the Gorillaz would say something. Like, I hope, like, just for the sake of just, like, yeah. I hope the Gorillaz, like, when they perform or something, like, they diss them. Like, they say something about this, because they're still in their whole spiel.
They're in their prime. They're in prime. But yeah, they actually just... There's a new song coming out with Tame Impala and Bootie Browning for the Gorillaz, now that we bring it up.
That's but amazing already. Tame Impala and the Gorillaz?
Yeah.
I'm going to be floating.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. And I've been liking Gorillaz lately. Like, even more than I did before. Like, oh my God.
They're different, bro. Like, they're really... They're GOAT status.
Is this
like, the Gorillaz is just...
Is this a preview? Oh, man, we got no preview yet. No preview yet. Oh. That's it. That's all you get. But yeah, so that's kind of the big news when it comes to like musicians right now is like FN Mecca and that whole deal. That's crazy. And of course, Eminem is still under the spotlight. People saying that he has made a response. It's rumors, of course.
To the game.
To the game.
Man, come on, bro. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. What are we doing, chat?
We don't know. We don't know. But what is it? Oh, here it is. So 40 Glock says that album is trash. Wait for it. Game over. Eminem responded to the new diss track and said that the album was trash. Game over. This 40, is what 40 wait. Glock said.
40 Glock is the same dude that got beat up by the game, though.
Right.
With one hand so while the game was recording it, and he got slapped in the face with the game's other hand. So exactly. 40 Glock has no real, like, you can't say nothing. It's on the internet. You getting slapped. You got two hands free. The game has his phone in one hand, in the other hand, smacking you up, and you're running. Mm-hmm. You can't say nothing. You're a cornball. You're corny.
Yeah. Right now, it's all speculation. Of course, this is all from the mouth of 40 Glock. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, please. That means nothing.
I still think Marshall does not care, and he's just going to keep going on with his day.
I hope he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't want another back and forth at all.
Because the game is just, obviously, like, the song was 10 minutes. The game does this on the regular. Like, this is how he came up. 300 bars and running, like, he just does this. Like, the game is a long-winded rapper. He has the time. He shouldn't, because he's 40-something.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, he does.
Old. These are old. These
he
are
got,
old
like, heads, three kids. Like, he should not have this amount of time. Mm-hmm. But he somehow does. So, yeah. Like, if Eminem responds, expect the game to respond back. Like, it's just going to keep going if they keep responding back. And
It'll be a saga. It'll be its own album.
It'll be
yeah. How far could you go before you just start repeating
the game over here bringing up 50? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get over it.
No. No, man. They gotta squash the beef till they're done. They gotta keep fighting
Eminem
each other.
Like 50. Eminem is 50. Yep. The game is like 40. Like, what are we doing?
Hey. That's the rap game.
We're, so weird.
Are you ready for the like the artists nowadays? You know, like 21 Savage, J.I.D., Kenny Mason, like all these people. Like, let's just say all of Dreamville. And when they get into their 40s, I mean, J. Cole's getting there, 40s, 50s, and then they start dissing each other over some past stuff.
Stupid.
Are you ready for that? Because that's what's going to happen.
I hope not. Like, I hope these people...
Ari Lennox is just gonna start talking.
Oh my god! I mean, the same happened with Griselda,
right?
When Funk Flex and Conway, like, bro, what are you doing? Y'all are entirely too old to be arguing about this.
My brother, shout out to Leo from Chit Show, said that Griselda's new in the game, and I'm like, that doesn't mean that they're young.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, Funk Flex was not lying.
Yeah.
Like, he was right about what he was saying. Like, I personally do not see Griselda getting bigger than this.
Nope.
Like, their sound's not, like, this is their sound. This sound isn't going to just take them to astronomical places. Like, nope. But they're still in a good pocket. But they're also all in their 40s.
Right.
Like,
you're not going nowhere.
Yeah, like, your ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Luckily, you still got a ship. But, like,
I mean, you've got, like, Makami, YN Billy, Rome, Billy James.
Rome Streets.
Like,
Stove God. Like, they're
young. That's Griselda. That's the
they're
future.
Young. Stove God is, like, 24.
Yeah, he's got a long way to go then.
Like, Rome Streets is, like, 30. Mm-hmm. Like, they like still have, yeah. Like, Ari Lynn, like, they have the opportunity to but, like, Conway... West Side, like, nah, bro. Y'all drop music if you want to, but, like, you don't have to. You're still going to make money off of the people you sign have signed to you.
You'll be the next Jay-Z's and Diddy's, essentially. But yeah, other than that, like, yeah, a lot of disses going around, but that's just how the game goes. That's the beef all the time. It's just how it is. But speaking of, like, rest in peace, this is a personal one for me, is Olivia Newton-John, man, passed away.
Oh, my God.
73 years old.
That's so crazy.
For those of you who don't know who Olivia Newton-John is, she's Sandy from Greece. Great singer. Crazy singer. And she passed away. She's gone, dude. And so rest in peace to an artist. It always sucks when another artist passes away.
Like, if you don't know her from anything else, you know her from Grease.
That's her most iconic role.
Like me personally, I didn't know her for anything else.
Right.
But Grease, I watched Grease so much that, like, this actually affected me. Because I'm like, wow, Sandy.
Right, yeah.
Like, bro, what?
And it's like, she's in every iteration of Grease. She's in every reboot that they ever did. Like, she was there. And so, yeah, she passed away. She was fighting a battle, man.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah. So, rest in peace to her. You know, it's always sucks. But other than that, man. Other than that, JID's new album, I would talk about it. Pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
I'm gonna probably listen to it, like, right now.
I don't know. He's crazy. Like,
wait. How was the song with Lil Wayne?
That was one of the last songs I listened to, because at the end of the album, he's fine in it. Lil Wayne, see, that's the problem. Is it's Lil Wayne's fault that, like, whenever I hear him, I'm like you're doing so. He does pretty good in this song, but, like, my problem with him is, like, why aren't you applying this to your own songs? Mm. But it's just Lil Wayne. You know, like, it's the same kind of cadence. It's the same, like, flow.
Because the thing that impresses me the most about Lil Wayne, like, obviously he's an incredible rapper. He's legendary. Mm-hmm. Like, he's changed the game. Like, he's influenced so many people. It's his age.
Yeah.
And how he's adapted. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people can't adapt. He can rap with the young dudes coming up now, and that's impressive as hell, because these dudes can spaz.
I think it's because he set the template for it. Like,
yeah, like, know? He was a huge influence to Kendrick. Mm-hmm. JID, I mean, he's like Dreamville's Kendrick to me.
Right.
Like, JID by far is the best, like, rapper, like, technically and everything in Dreamville.
Right. And that kind of applies here. You've got a couple Dreamville faces here. Like, Ari Lennox shows up. Kenny Mace, Earth Gang, is here, but Kenny Mason with him, like, JID and Kenny Mason together, it's like, those are my favorite songs on this album. I don't know what it is, but I think it's because Kenny Mason's kind of like a punk. Like, he has, like, a punk feel to him. He's always, like, doing, like, the fusion of, like, rock and stuff, and yeah. I'm just like, I'm with it. I'm with Kenny Mason. But them together, those are my favorite tracks on this whole thing. Like,
how many do they have, like, two?
Yeah, they've got two. The Dance Now and the one with Lil Wayne. Okay. What is that called? Just in Time. But, dude, Sistanem, like, Dance Now, Crack Sandwich, like, Brudanem, Cody Blue. Like, there's so many good songs. The production on this, dude. I need to figure out who did the production on it, because it was like Cristo? Crazy.
It was Cristo or something, right?
Yeah, Cristo, K Tronada.
What?
Yeah, Monty Booker.
What?
Yeah, James Blake, Thundercat had a hand in this. Bad, bad, not good. Like, a lot of people had their hands in this.
Aviad.
Mm. Yeah, Aviad is also here as too, but a lot of people had their hands in producing, and it was good. I think it was a solid project, honestly. And so, is it album of the year? It's up there.
Really?
It's up there. Yeah, I think it's up there. Dude. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
His whole homonym thing, man. Like, he's like a master at homonyms.
No, yeah, Jake. Like, he's a f-ing cheat code.
Yeah.
He's a rapping cheat code. Like, I'm really waiting for the song where him and Kendrick, like, rap together.
It's coming.
Because they're like, JID mirrors Kendrick a lot to me. So, like, to hear them just going back and forth, or however they make the song, like, I already know it's going to be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely recommend it. Who knows,
bro? It might be a JID and Kendrick album before a Kendrick and J. Cole album. I don't know. Hey.
Nah, J. Cole's done, dude. He's retired.
Bro, name a rapper that's actually retired. Yeah.
I would say Logic, but he
just dropped a 30-song album.
It's true. And it was okay.
Lil Wayne retired like 3 times. Jay-Z retired like 8.
I would say Jay-Z is retired.
Jay-Z just did a song on
Jay Electronica.
DJ Khaled's album. He's 52 spazzing. Eminem, he retired. Oh, what happened? He relapsed. And look what happened.
Jay Electronica.
Did he even start?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like he dropped an album and then he left for 15 years.
Up.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in time where Jay Electronica, once he dropped Exhibit A and Exhibit C, he could literally do whatever the he wanted to in that time. He chose not to. He just wanted to be all, I'm MF Doom. I'm mysterious. No, you up.
Yeah.
You had the game on lock. Everybody was like, yo, what is this? Who is this guy? He's from Atlanta. Why is he rapping like this?
How are you going to give a release date to an album that never comes out?
Album dropped 10 years later. What is that? And then it was a Jay-Z album.
Exactly. That's like, what I'm saying. I say that all the time. I'm like, you mean Jay-Z's album? Because that's literally what it is.
That was so weird.
People Under the Stairs, rest in peace, retired. But, you know, they've been retired for a while.
I don't think there's any. Well, see, because I was going to say Bun B because he's a teacher, but he still be rapping sometimes. I think Scarface is the only one who's like legit retired because he went into like politics or something. But also Scarface been rapping since like 85.
So he should be retired.
Yeah. Like, I mean, is Rakim retired? Probably not.
No.
Cool G Rap, sure. He's not. He's been rapping since the 80s too. So like there's, I don't know.
It's hard. I feel like the term retired should go when the music starts being like.
Eminem don't give a about that.
Yeah, he's been plateauing. He's plateaued already.
I mean, like, I love Nas. Nas is one of my favorite ever. I feel like he should have retired.
He's also plateaued. I mean, King's Disease was pretty good.
Like, he's making, like, it's like he's making decent music still, but like.
Yeah. But like, if he releases King's Disease 3,
like
I'm not with it.
Like I said before, like there's certain rappers who I feel like they should just do what Jay-Z does, like just drop a verse. Like Jay-Z and Andre 3000,
right?
They should do that, like just drop a verse here and there. Because people, like, anytime Andre and Jay-Z drop a verse on anything, people geek the f*** out.
I think that's where we draw the line though. Like if you're just doing features, you're retired. Like Andre 3000. Like, when's the last time he had an album out? And not, because he's been featured forever.
I mean,
forever.
Just the Love Below. That was the last time he did anything. Like, solo-wise, technically. The last Outkast album was when?
2004? 2005? Maybe I'm wrong. 2003. 2003. I was close.
That was the last Outkast album?
Speaker Box.
Oh, the double John.
The double one.
Yeah. God damn.
Love Below. Yeah. 2003. So, I would say that's when Andre 3000 at least retired. Because then he just started doing his feature
spooky
stuff.
What?
Yeah. But, like, Big Boy, like, he was doing stuff after Outkast.
Yeah.
Like a ton of stuff too. And it was not bad. Like, yeah. So.
Like, there's a whole bunch of rappers that I feel like should be retired right now.
That's probably the biggest thing that I'm happy and grateful that I got to see was Outkast come back for Coachella. That was an experience.
That sounds crazy.
They were late, but.
It's Outkast. You know. I don't give a f- I'm staying. Like, yo, Outkast coming back. I don't give a f- how late they are, bro. I'm going to see this.
Yeah.
They ain't never going to do this again. You shouldn't.
It was momentous.
Like, but, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lauryn Hill.
She got to hang it up. Like, I love her. Amazing. But, like, it broke my heart once I heard, like, she didn't write this stuff, and, like,
yeah,
that killed me. Mm-hmm. She's still singing her off, though. Like, regardless of whether she wrote it or not, mm-hmm. she still had to perform it, and, like, she performed it like it was hers. Like, her album, the autobiography of Miss Lauryn Hill,
yeah.
one of my favorite albums ever created. Yeah. Perfect.
I think a lot of people would agree with you, too. That's one of the amazing album.
I don't like to think of her as like washed.
Like she had a yeah, like
but like I mean too washed, bro. She did her thing on the Nas song though. Mm-hmm. That was refreshing, but sorry.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think retired is that you just stop doing music entirely, or is it like, is there like a limit to it? Like, if you stop making albums, does that make you retired? Like, even if you just feature, like, let us know what you think. But dang, that was the news. That was the album releases. That was just another chit chat, you know. Maybe we'll do Bop Flop next week, because
yeah, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Ana Manupina. Hey, can we have our friend for just a Saturday?
Let me know how much it costs to rent Lorenzo.
Just a single
out.
Saturday, you know, just for maybe like an hour and a half, maybe. I don't know. Please.
It's funny because I don't even think it's their fault.
I know. I just like to say that.
Anapina, please.
Nah, they gotta pull up again because I got beef with them now.
Oh yeah. Oh, dude, I'm down.
It's like fictitious beef, though. But
no, it's beef.
You can cut that out.
No, it's not. Ana Pina, please.
Yeah, pull up. Like, what's up with you? Yeah. Pull up.
For sure. We'll have a fun time.
All over here going viral and stuff. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, guys, thank you for listening to another episode. It's just a little chit-chat. And shout out to the Working On It Network.
Yes, sir.
We're joined with an amazing amount of podcasts. We've got the Chit Show podcast, like mentioned before, with Leo. Talk pop culture and news. We've got the Solarian Girls. With Brittany and Moose. Sorry, that's her nickname. It's Brittany and Candace. yeah, they talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy. And, of course, shout out to us.
Yes, sir.
We're the best. And, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. We're going to do Bop or Flop. I've got some fun things planned. We got to get another artist spotlight going. And we've got a couple people that we're going to bring in. So, with that being said, you got anything else to say, sir?
Nah, just be on the lookout for new music from me and Macadamian. From the Jump will be re-uploaded. We just, you know, had a little setback.
Yeah.
But yeah, just word to Denti Bolo. Be on the lookout.
Boom. There you go. And we'll see you guys next time.